4:44 on Downtown. And time for Message in the Bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company at 86 Hammond Street in Bangor. Election Day edition of Message in the Bottle with Eric Meehan joining us right here in studio. Hello there, sir.
Hi, everybody. How's your day going? I'm good. I crawled outside from under my bomb shelter to come and do this special Election Day edition. No, I hope everybody's doing good. I know that everybody's a little on edge, and it's been tough. So I figured we'd change things up a little bit. We've been sort of going around the world, and that's been fun, and we'll continue to do that. Last week, if you'll remember, we talked a little bit about Argentina, and next week we'll talk about Chile and the grape Carmenere. But I figured this week I'd try a bit. And then we're going to do what we all really need to do, which is enjoy a beer together.
Fabulous.
But it's not just any beer. You know me. I didn't bring a can of America to enjoy.
No.
We're going to celebrate America by drinking a barrel-aged stout.
You brought a bottle of awesome is what you brought.
I brought a bottle of awesome. This was the thing to do on this day.
Yes.
So, but here's my bit. Okay.
All right.
I figured this is trite, but we're going to go with it.
I like
if each
it.
Candidate, major party, or, you know, the big four, were a wine, what wine would they be? Bear with me on this. All right.
Okay. I like it already.
I tried to be nonpartisan. I tried to just rip on them all equally, okay? You got to give me this one. All right, Donald Trump, Bordeaux. You've heard how great Bordeaux is. The Bordelais will happily tell you it's the best, greatest wine in the world. Russians are a huge market for it. It seems like the thing to quaff when you're eating red meat, and the tannins might make your stomach irritable. Also, there are already rumors that the bottle you've bought is counterfeit. All right.
I love it.
All right. Hillary Rodham. A non-vintage lot red blend. You're pretty sure you've consumed something like it before. You never quite know what's going on in there. Changes from season to season, but likely dependable enough to get through the next 4 years of pizza nights.
Oh, don't stop.
All
this
right.
is great.
We're going on.
I love it.
I'm sipping the Merkin.
Oh, that's what she said. What?
I know. Gary Johnson, it's tough for me to think of any wine from the entire world that I,
Riesling.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Riesling. That's Gary Johnson.
Squirrel.
If you didn't get that, I'm sorry.
I like that a lot.
Check out his second most famous gaffe after Aleppo. And Jill Stein. A wine with a handwritten hemp label that promises everything you want. Organic, salmon safe, sustainable, free range, and amazingly delicious. All for under $10 a bottle and under delivers accordingly.
Boom.
Boom. There we go. That's what I got.
That is, I tell you what, that is the best election analysis that is not a direct election analysis that I've ever heard.
It had to be done. But anyway.
Fantastic.
If you haven't voted, go vote. Do your thing. That's my spiel. And now... now we're going to drink a beer.
And this is amazing.
So this is a beer. You know, we're going to have a little wine connection. So this is Firestone Walker, one of my favorite breweries in the continental U.S., if not the world. And they are located in the heart of wine country in California, in Paso Robles. It's a brother-in-law situation. And the Firestone of Firestone and Walker, I believe, is the something third or such generation of the Firestone Tire Company, which is probably where a lot of the money to start said brewery came from, which is cool. They use a very interesting and very little used brewing system called the Burton Union system, which uses very, very large barrels in and of itself to ferment the beer. And this particular beer is their oatmeal stout, which is also further aged in other barrels. So we're talking about wine, we're talking about beer, we're also talking about barrels that have held whiskeys from Heaven Hill, amongst others. And barrel-aged beers, for those of you who haven't tried them, and especially you wine folks who don't really like beer, really I would consider trying some of these barrel-aged beers, especially beers that have spent a little longer in barrel and are starting to take on some more tart, almost vinous qualities. And this one certainly has... notes of that the bourbon barrels that they were in, the vanilla, and that it also has almost sort of a like a fluffer nutter sort of thing going on. It's really tremendous and very complex and wonderful for days when you need a high gravity beer like Election Day.
Like Election Day, yes. This is absolutely fantastic.
So yeah, this is something to think about for those days when you don't really want a wine, but you want something hatty and delicious like that. And pardon me 1 minute. I'm going to quaff this.
Firestone Velvet Merkin.
Mm.
Oh, wow, is that good.
I shan't dwell on the name.
No.
But the other thing I also picked this beer for is the two brothers-in-law that run Firestone Walker are famously at each other's throats a lot of the time, and they are symbolized by a lion and a bear fighting. And it's really quite a glorious image, and it's really quite apt for this election season. So see, it's really the circle that ties everything together. Did want to mention next week we are having our, what is a very traditionally very popular and very fun tasting in Bangor Wine and Cheese from 5 to 7 p.m. on Wednesday. We will have guests, of course, from Smith Smokehouse. We will have my buddy Josie, and we will also have Kaylee, who is the cheesemaker for Abraham's Creamery up in East Newport. And fantastic stuff, not goaty at all. So if you folks don't like goat cheese and goat, to check this stuff out. It's fresh. It's beautiful. It's also really cool. You should talk to her about her goats. They are actually being researched by Cornell University because they're kind of free range and they're out in nature eating natural things as opposed to standard diets. And they are much, much healthier because of that. So come in, talk to her, talk to Josie, talk to me. I'll be pouring wines and we're going to have a good time. 5 to 7 next Wednesday. And yeah. That's all I got to say.
I love it. Now, all so right. you'll be out of the bunker then by next week.
Well, in theory, and I'll stop writing comedy bits. We'll get back.
No, that was
talking,
great. That
talking
was...
about wine regions and fun stuff like that. One of the lost Bordeaux varietals, Carmenere, a particular favorite of mine, especially it's like I love grilling in winter, and there's certain wines that lend itself to sipping that while you're grilling in winter. Keeps you warm. So yeah, we'll talk about those next week.
The bit was great.
Thank you.
The bit was a classic.
Well, I'll try again then. The next time we have some sort of catastrophic national meltdown.
You voted already?
I voted a couple days ago.
Oh, good plan.
I had to do it. I had to sort of drown out the noise.
All right, I'm gonna now. Maybe this is because I have to do this, my job. But I spend my days with high school students, and I spent today convincing them that whatever happens, it is not going to be a catastrophe, that we have survived some tough elections before, and that the American people are good people who will make the most of whatever we get.
The stout is almost making me believe you.
There you go. See the power of Firestone Walker. No, you know, there's a very famous I don't know if it's a true story or not, or if it's just sort of a modern-day parable, but about a civics teacher who tells his students that he can predict the future. And they say, well, that's ridiculous. And he says, no, every 4 years, there will be a peaceful transfer of power in this country. And 4 years after that, there will be a peaceful transfer of power. And there's no other country really in the world that can boast that for that duration of time. You know, there's been monarchies, there's been oligarchies, there's been a lot of despotism and things like that. And America is great, and I hope that we're all right in that, because fear the breakdown of society.
Well, the noise can overwhelm us, and we're at a time where social media is so loud and so omnipresent, and networks that favor both sides in the extreme. And so it's easy to get caught up in that and forget that most people, whatever side they're on, most people are decent people. Most people are just good folks who want the best for themselves and for their kids, and whatever side they're on. I think I really do, and I hope I'm not proven wrong, but I think the things that unite us are far greater than things that divide us. And if we're not pleased with things at the top of the ticket, you know, get down the ballot and look at
the
really good folks who, and I look at the state legislature, city council, and school boards and things like that. None of those folks are running because they think it's going to launch them to the White House or is a move for power. They're doing it because they want to help their communities.
It's true. And it's a very, you know, coming from where I come from in New Jersey and I have a very good friend who works on election finance and has been in some very, very, very ugly, heated battles. We're very lucky in this state to be able to go and, you know, run into our representative and say, hey, mind if I just borrow you for 5 minutes and talk about something that concerns me? To do that in Jersey would require, you know, meetings and meeting with, you know, sub-agents of sub-agents of sub-agents. And, you know, we're lucky in that respect. Absolutely.
And it would require the bridge to be open and functioning, too.
Oh, boy. That's the other thing about being from New Jersey. I said, when that all broke, I said, you know, everybody expects New Jersey politicians to be corrupt, but you can't be so obvious about it.
We all have our crosses to bear.
I guess. I don't know. Anyway.
Well, listen, we'll get through it.
And more beer, less politics.
I'm going to tell you, the oatmeal stout is making it go down a lot easier.
Brilliant.
Thank you, Eric.
Cheers.
Eric Meehan, Bangor Wine and Cheese, Message in the Bottle every Tuesday afternoon on downtown Bangor Wine and Cheese at 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor, right between Brahma Grill and Fiddlehead Restaurant. We got a little break here at the top of the hour. Now, we will talk election next.